At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Yes. Good morning. The pleasure's ours. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Ooh. Let's have a great Black Friday. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Good morning, bud.
Exhausted, much like everyone that's probably awake right now.
Exhausted, and I'm thinking about unbuttoning a button. Are you okay with that?
Don't do
it. Does it make you feel weird?
It won't make me feel weird at all.
That,
do it.
It might bust off and pop Joel in the eye or something, because, yeah, my pants are tight today, man.
Well,
because we were stuffing our faces yesterday. I hope you feasted. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you had a Bills, Cowboys, Vikings sort of day. Hope you enjoyed your football. We have lots to talk about.
Well, you know, I have a story, and you have a story, and we're going to play a little game, who's worse?
Yeah, I know it's like way early for games, but you got to hear these stories. Plus, later on today, what you need to watch, the things you need to watch. We have lots of nonsense to get to. It's a pleasure to be here. The number's the same. Give us a call, 877-99 on Fox. Again, we are Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Now, the opportunity to fill in for Dan is something we can't pass up.
No.
It's the biggest show on Fox Sports.
Huge.
So when the boss said, do you guys want to fill in for Dan Patrick? The answer is always yes.
You know what this feels like? You know when you are really ambitious and you're booking flights like from Vegas or something like that, or a work trip?
God, you read my mind. I was going to say, this is the equivalent of looking at a 5:50 a.m. flight saying, perfect, book it. We'll get there early and start the day.
And then you have to wake up and you're like, oh, why did I agree to that? I'm hungover and I feel like butt cheeks. That's sort of how we feel right now, but super happy to be here at the same time because millions of different people hanging out with us love the Dan Patrick Show. And we also want to remind you that, hey, we're on every day, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. So just wanted to come and hang with you.
Yeah, download the podcast.
Good day, good morning.
Check out what we do on the regular. But yeah, as much as we're happy to be here, it really does feel like when you book that 6 a.m. flight for vacation, and you're like, no, it'll be cool. And then the day comes, and you're like, wait, I have to set my alarm for 4?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I say yes?
I'm blaming Rich. But anyway, my belly today, much like everybody's, Joel, yeah. You too probably, because Joel's usually like, yeah, what's up? He's kind of quiet today. Joel's probably like, oh, because my belly's like, oh, why'd I eat so much?
Yeah, I stuffed my face early while we were still in it.
Yeah, yeah. Joel is here. Bursch is here. Thank you guys for being here. 877-99 on Fox. So
now this is a question of who has the worst story from yesterday. Now I think you should start because yours is more of like a typical Covino bonehead move.
Let me explain. When the mics are on, when the lights are on, that's when I turn it on a little more. Right? I don't have many speeds, Rich. So this is me animated and focused.
I mean, I'll say it kindly. When the mics are off, Covino's brain dead.
Kind of, right? So we had a really great show yesterday, filling in for Dan Patrick. A lot of fun, like always. And as soon as the show's over, I go back into my zombie mode, right? Autopilot.
You're like Adam Sandler in the movie Click.
Yes.
You're like sleepwalking through your day.
I was like, oh, man, because, we still had to wake up earlier than usual. Yeah. I debated going to the gym, though. I had great intentions. I was like, do I go to the gym on Thanksgiving?
Come on.
We're done early.
Stop it.
I didn't, right? So I went right home, and I knew football was on. We had talked about it the whole day.
But I must say, this is nothing strange. Bursch, you worked with us before. Covino's the type of guy that he admits he's terrible at schedule watching. He watches sports every day, but if I were to ask him, yo, who are your Yankees playing tomorrow? Yeah, who's Covino, who are the Niners playing Sunday? He's like, I don't know. I know the day of. Like, Covino's not a schedule watcher.
I know they're playing the Dolphins because we're going.
Yeah. That's in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. So
you don't even know this week.
Yeah, this week. I know 2 weeks.
The answer is the Saints, by the way.
The Saints. Now, that's not even the excuse. I'm just on autopilot. I know the Bills and Lions are playing, the Giants and Cowboys, the Patriots and Vikings, but I forgot what order in which these games were happening. I forgot which was the first game, second game, third game, right?
Well, that's just because, like I said, that's a characteristic of you.
It's just me.
Yeah.
And plus, show's over. I'm just chilling. I go home. And I'm like, I'm going to put the game on. If I nap, if I fall asleep, no big deal. I'm exhausted, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to put the game on. So I'm slinging it. I got a sling. I use sling. And I turn on my TV.
I never knew that about you.
I said sling.
Oh, sling. Okay.
Yeah, sling. I'm a slinger. I said slinger. So I just see the icon for Giants Cowboys.
I know what you're talking about because if you have Sling or Hulu
Live. Yeah,
I'm
not going to a specific channel or anything.
When you have a streaming service and you use it for live TV, a lot of times when you click on live stuff, you're right, you're clicking on an icon.
Yeah. So I just click the icon and I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. And it did dawn on me that, was this the game? I'm watching and Dak Prescott's on the sideline wearing a hat. And I'm like, what happened to Dak? Right? Again, we just got off the air.
I love this story.
Dude, I go to my phone. I go to Twitter.
What is wrong with Dak Prescott?
I'm Googling. Like, Dak Prescott news. I'm not seeing anything. I'm like, oh, well.
Why is Cooper Rush in the game?
Maybe he stubbed his toe. I don't know. Maybe he needed a breather. So Rush is there. He's playing well. And I'm like, okay. Wow, interesting. I wasn't expecting this. Before you know it, I sort of, again, checked my brain at the door, and I started to enjoy the game. I'm like, man, this is a really good game. Dude, at one point in the third quarter, hold on. At one point in the third quarter,
Joel,
it was 13-13. Dude, I think I even texted a few friends, like, what a game, huh? I'm like, this is great. I was, like, way into this game.
I've never heard of someone with their head up their ass more than you. I can't.
Dude, I wanted to nap. Remember this? So
send
I was like,
some text.
Yeah. I was texting people about it. Dude, so I'm there all cuddled up, like, hoping to fall asleep, but I couldn't because I'm like, this is a good game. All of a sudden, the Cowboys are pulling ahead, and I'm like, oh, man, all my Giants friends, they must be bumming out now. But, ooh, the Giants look like they're coming back. Dude, it's the end of the game. The end of the game, right? Daniel Jones throws an interception to Trayvon Diggs. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, wait a minute. And then, on that play, Sterling Shepard's injured. And I'm like, wait, I'm having a weird case of deja vu right now. I'm like, wait, I've seen this. I've seen this. Oh, no. I just missed the entire Bills-Lions game because I'm watching a replay from a few weeks ago. I wanted to punch myself in the beanbag. That's how mad I was at myself. Like, I was so embarrassed of myself. I'm embarrassed to share that story with you on Fox Sports Radio.
He called me yesterday and he goes, I don't know if I even want to share this story.
I don't even want to admit this.
Your head was so far up your butt and you were so tired that you watched a replay of a game from a month ago.
What I loved about it is he's actually recalling the game for us right now. Yeah, as if, dude, we didn't already see the game.
When I saw Daniel Jones with his hand over his head, like, what just happened?
I've seen
this.
When
he throws
this.
The interception, I'm like, wait a second. That's when it dawned on me that I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Because, again, I usually watch Red Zone too, right? So that's probably when I tuned in and I saw that. And I'm like, wait, I've seen all this happen. And I'm
it's like when your parents or grandparents watch a game and it's like, another home run. You're like, no, Grandpa, that's instant replay.
Yeah, I had a John Sterling moment. Giancarlo. Oh, wait a second. That's a replay. So I was like, wait, no. So then I put the Bills-Lions game on. I had to find that. And it was just about over. And I'm like, I missed pretty much the entire first game because I sat there watching the replay of an old game like a bonehead. Well, the end. That's my story.
It just proves that you're one of the biggest boneheads we know.
I mean, it was a good game.
What I'm fascinated by is how at no point it dawned on you.
It did. But please understand this. I was like in sleepy time mode, right?
It is this season, so the players are the same.
Right, players are the same.
Had you already eaten?
No, I hadn't eaten yet. No, I can't even use that as an excuse. My only real excuse is that I just got so wrapped into the game. Like, it did dawn on me. It did. I'm like, wait a second. Prescott, what happened? So it all dawned on me. But then I just got so into the game that I stopped thinking about it, and I was just watching.
You know what it's like? You know when someone throws you a surprise party, and then afterwards you're like, oh, how did I miss all those clues?
Yes, it's very much
like
that.
My wife led me to a weird restaurant I've never been to. How did I not realize it?
Yeah.
Like, you're looking back and you're like, what did I?
Now, hold on. I will admit this too. Joel, Bersh, this is the second time that's happened.
This has
happened to me before.
Years ago. Because I remember this is not
I started texting you about something, right? And Rich was so confused. And then Rich is like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, dude, remember that happened?
It happened about a year or so ago. And I know what it is. If you stream, like I said, if you use Slingbox or Hulu Live or something, if you're not using cable, it's not like the old TV guide thing that you're scrolling up and down.
Sometimes if you log into
Hulu Live, it'll just have an icon of like the Giants and Cowboys helmets and you click on it.
That's exactly what I did.
And you didn't realize it was NFL Network replay. You thought it was like Fox or NBC.
And I was still seeing like Thanksgiving ads and things like that. And I'm like, man, what the heck?
So, I applaud you for being man enough to admit that on the air.
Yeah, I applaud you too. Let me ask you, had you watched that game originally?
I had seen all the highlights because I usually watch Red Zone, right, Joel? So, you know, once they were in the Red Zone,
the highlights seemed familiar.
Yeah, the highlights. I'm like, man, wait.
All the good plays are deja vu.
There was like a play where, you know, CeeDee Lamb had like this real nice catch, and I'm like, man, he's on fire. I've seen this before. Like, man. Yeah, there was that point.
Signature catch.
But I convinced myself, like, yeah, man, he's doing really good. This is great.
That's wild.
But yeah, wasted the entire first game on a replay. And then, of course, I tuned in time to see the Bills win 28-25 to the Lions. Close. Well, I thought it was going to be close. Closer than I thought, though. That was a tough battle. Lions battle. But that's my story, guys, right? So I want you to listen closely because it's like, well, what story's worse here? Mine or Rich's? We'll let you decide. You make the call.
Who had the worst story? Covino, who's so man enough to admit what a bonehead he is that he watched a replay of a game because he was half asleep.
Yeah. It happened.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
I know.
Mine's less embarrassing, more like, are you joking? So we have friends over yesterday. And, you know, my wife listens when she can. You know, she's driving around or in the car.
Happy Friendsgiving.
And, you know, we do we do the commercials and the reads for DraftKings Sportsbook.
Is that your wife's voice for real? I mean, why do you always do that voice?
Actually, that's more my girlfriend's voice than, you know, Rich's.
Yeah, my wife's from the South. She's more like, hey, baby.
My girlfriend's from Idaho, and she talks very much like an L.A. girl. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Thank ya.
So my wife is like, hey, did you bet on this game? I go, yeah, I did our teaser, which, by the way, we won, everybody.
Yeah.
Again, staying hot with the teasers. So I said, you know what? Let's do something else for fun. She goes, yeah, I hear you talk about the parlays and stuff with you and Covino's DraftKings commercial.
Right.
So I said, oh, you know, let me see what they got. So I built a parlay. And I know no one likes to hear about other people's bets, but this one's really good. This is like a are you kidding me story. You know how SVP does bad beats? This is a good one. So I go, you know, I think Kirk Cousins might light it up. So there was a prop builder where for $20, it was $20 to win $220. So I was like, oh, perfect. Easy little bet. $20 to win $220. I needed Cousins, 3 touchdowns. Ding! He got it. 3 touchdowns. I needed the Vikings to win by 2.5. Boom! Ding! 2 for 2. The third leg of this, plus it was a plus 1,100 parlay. Plus 1,100, so 20 wins, 220. The third one was Kirk Cousins, over 300 yards. Now, it was the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left, I'm like, oh, come on. He's in the 290s, right? I'm like, come on, Kirk, come on! Come on!
Right, $20 gets you $220. That's a nice little.
I was like, sweet,
payday for fun, you know, last minute
makes up for all the money I spent on the groceries we hosted.
Yeah,
Cousins, 8 yard out pass to Jefferson. Yes, 303 yards, baby. I'm high fiving my wife and my buddy. I'm like, see, look at that. That was a fun prop bet. Yeah,
nice.
Vikings are winning. I'm like, man, 5 minutes left. What does he got? Let me check my phone again. All right, 303. Perfect. 303. He's got the 3 touchdowns. I need the Vikings to win by 2.5.
You're probably strutting around your kitchen.
I'm like,
sliding around in your socks.
Is how it's done. Yeah. That's how it's done. Gambling expert.
High-fiving your kids. Yeah.
DraftKings, baby. Woo! Woo! So I look at the TV and I go, wait, hold on. Cousins back to pass. Screen pass to Thielen in the backfield. Oh no. Oh! And he's tackled for a loss of 4. I'm like, no. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I'm not good at math, but that goes from 303 to 299.
What the? I let out a big what the F, and my kids, I'm like, oh, sorry.
Did you say fudge?
Like I was Ralphie in the Christmas story. So I just want everyone to look at the box score when they get a chance later, because the Vikings got the ball back one more time and ran the ball and the clock out. And Kirk Cousins' final box score was 299 yards. No BS. His last pass was a minus 4 yard screen pass in the backfield that took his total yards from 303 to 299.
So you lost 220 by 1 yard.
$220 would have been a nice little Thanksgiving. Hey, look at that. Bam.
Man. That's hilarious. Because he had 303
at
one point.
It's a great bad beat, because usually bad beats are like, oh, backdoor touchdown, or like, oh, missed missed extra point or something nonsensical. This was simply Covino. Like, when does that happen? When does a guy...
Yours is more heartbreaking. Because like you said, you know, if anyone hosts Thanksgiving, I think people take it for granted. That means, you know, Rich paid for the turkey and the fixins and the alcohol, right? All the little treats, so the cookies.
I like hosting, so I don't mind. But it does become like a, you know, that's like a $300 to $400 supermarket visit, right? I mean, all the fixins and booze and turkey and everything. Yeah.
And it just, you know, would have been a little nice little reward for your kind gestures. And it was a last minute sort of, hey, I'm going to do this for fun, you know. And, oh, man, so close. So I think yours is more heartbreaking than mine.
I know hearing about other people's fantasy team and bets usually stink, but I hope you could at least appreciate how that prop bet was lost. 303 yards. Joel, his last pass, it couldn't be incomplete. It couldn't be, a 4-yard loss? That's like a significant bad screen pass.
Yeah, yours is more heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cash involved, right? That would have been sweet.
Bersh.
Especially when you count it already.
Yeah.
Bersh, minus 4 yards.
Especially since he was
and your girl knew about it, too.
Yeah, the whole family. He was strutting around like he was...
I was strutting around like I was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
When Vince McMahon was strutting.
I was like Conor McGregor walking around
my mind, did you lose $20 or did you lose $200?
No, in my mind... I lost a couple $100. I know I didn't because, you know, I never had it, but I feel like I did have it for 2 plays until he threw a minus 4-yard screen pass.
Yeah, that's
damn
aggravating.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, you know what? Your aggravation, too, is way worse in your story than mine. I'm just like, what an idiot I am.
It's funny, but hey, hopefully you enjoyed your football. And like I said, Joel, I said it yesterday, your Lions, I know you're a Detroit guy. They are so close. I know no one wants to hear that. I know Detroit Lions fans have been sick of hearing that damn narrative. But you're so close.
All during the broadcast.
So
they're back.
Close.
They're
bro.
Back.
You know what it is, Joel?
They're
it's
back
like,
behind.
It's one of those when you lose these close, crappy games.
I'm glad I got to see the Lions battle, at least for the last like 2 minutes of the game that I caught.
Camino's like, yeah, it was great. The last 2 minutes.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah. But if you're getting killed in games, I was saying this to Danny G, our usual producer, who is a big Raiders fan. I said, you know, it's not the worst when your team's losing all these close games, because that just means you're an adjustment or a player or a coaching decision away from winning. If you're getting smoked every week, then it's like, man, we're in the middle of a big rebuild. Joe, your team could very well make a few adjustments in the offseason.
For 2 years
and with
now,
Aaron Rodgers,
they were tough last year,
with
too.
Aaron Rodgers on the decline, and you see that Minnesota is good, but they're getting a little lucky here and there, too. The Lions could be very much in the mix. Very much in the mix. I mean, look at the AFC East. We thought that it would never, you know, not be a Patriot. It felt like the Patriots were going to dominate that division forever, and we've seen over the last couple of years, the Bills, the Dolphins, now even the Jets, like, other teams are stepping it up, and, you know, the whole Green Bay winning 8 of the last 11, I believe, NFC North titles. That might be a thing of the past, though.
I mean, we did give away our tight end and went on a 3-game winning streak.
That's wild, because when you gave up Hockenson, I was like, why? He's like one of the guys
in the division.
He's one of the few guys that people sort of know on your team.
And he had a touchdown, didn't he?
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Friday.
Friday.
Black Friday. Yeah. Friday. We made it. Everybody feeling a little,
I know.
I feel at least, am I showing? At least 3 months.
He's going to be a soccer player.
Oh. He is. I feel like I'm having a little ham baby today. I was eating up the ham. Anyways, Fox Sports Radio.
What was your favorite fixin' yesterday?
Ooh, favorite fixin'.
Oh, did you guys hear that clip of Zion? Did we ever find that or no? No, if you... I'll find it a little bit for you guys. They asked Zion what his favorite side dish was, and he had the best answer. Something to the effect of like, yo, I'm not telling you why, so people could clown me on social media.
Well, I mean, what's his answer that people would clown on him?
No, because think about it. Zion's one of those guys that has probably been like weight and food shamed.
Oh, yeah.
For the last few years. Remember he was drafted and was like, yo, real, Zion got chubby in New Orleans.
His real answer is all of them.
The fixins.
You know, it just depends, you know. It's usually a collaborative effort, right? So sometimes certain things hit more than others, but yesterday I like the candied yams.
Yeah.
That always raises the point since you brought up the Zion situation. Isn't it amazing that sometimes these guys that we know, we think they have weight problems?
Yeah.
In our eyes. And they come into the new season all fit, slim, and trim.
Yeah.
How do they get out of shape during the season?
That's wild to me. Because I'd imagine...
Well, my theory is they keep the same eating habits, but they're not as active, right? It's like any fighter or any athlete who retires.
But during the season, though, when you're playing every day, it's like imagine when you're playing an NBA game, it's like doing the sickest exercise routine every day. Like, you know, 3 days a week or
right.
so. It's like imagine doing the most intense CrossFit class multiple days a week. You probably could eat a little bad and you'd still be in great shape.
I would think so.
The energy of... It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the underrated, the fans who don't realize the intensity of playing in an NBA game. Or I always say tennis. Tennis is one of those games that looks so much easier than it is. You see these men and women, the energy that's put forth
in
a tennis match. And then you're on vacation with your, you know, wife or girlfriend, or Kavino has both. And you're playing tennis, rent a couple tennis rackets. After 5 minutes, you're like, I'm done. I've had enough.
Well, burn those Thanksgiving calories today. Maybe back at the gym today. Who knows? Enjoy your weekend. It's a pleasure to be here again. Remember, subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Kavino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. Now, Rich has this theory on Aaron Judge.
My theory goes like this. I'm not saying he's going to choose a team based on this. But the other day, you brought up something. It got me thinking. You said, man, everyone nowadays has tattoos. People have piercings. People have stuff on their face. In fact, there was an article in the New York Post.
There was an article in the New York Post that said, my boss doesn't like my face piercings. What can I do? I got a couple of small face piercings, and my employer said that I had to remove them. Otherwise, I'd lose my job. I've always been rated a top performer. So how does my face piercings have anything to do with my ability to do my job? Can they do this?
The reason why this is relevant.
The answer is yes, they can, because they pay you.
The reason I bring this up and this article is relevant is I feel like when we were younger, people were told, like, don't get tattoos where you'd be able to see them if you were in a suit. Like, if you could cover it up on your arms, or don't get anything on your neck or hands. And people had this old school mentality of, like, tattoos bad and piercings bad.
Yeah, but you also have a mentality that just because it's old school, it's bad.
No, no.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometimes the same tradition over and over is just you're saying making the same mistake over and over.
Oh, like turkey.
Yeah. Like turkey.
It's overrated.
I'm not saying this applies to sports, and I'll tell you how. The Yankees are still that team that's like, you got to shave or mustache only. And I'm not saying Aaron Judge is so dead set on growing a beard. But do you think players in 2022, where I think regular jobs, like I said, no holes barred. People got neck tattoos, piercings on their face. I think we live in a way more open-minded, hey, be you, that I think there's going to come a point where the Yankees, you got to shave every day, mustaches only, no beards or facial hair, is going to be sound like the most outdated, lame rule in sports.
It may sound that way, but the people signing and writing the checks are still people older than them without the piercings and the tattoos. When they get to that level, they could do whatever they want. Or if they own their business or work for somebody who is okay with that, then fine. But as long as that guy, he could be old school or whatever, is the guy making the rules and signing the checks, then you do what they say. It's as simple as that.
Covino sounds like the guy they sent down to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. Hey, man.
Covino, break the news to him.
You show up and you look like a professional. I believe in that. You know, but Rich, he'll skip into Fox Sports Radio wearing flip-flops and he won't care. You know, look, he does a great job. I get it.
Well,
and radio may be different.
Sitting, like 5 hours ago, I saw LeVar Arrington picking his toes on your microphone.
Hey, you know
he
what?
Came in here barefoot.
I don't do that, okay? So just because people, and by the way, just because people do things like that or, you know, choose to come into work with an anchor in their nose doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And that's your problem. You think just because people do it, it's okay. It's not.
I'd say we live in a way more like,
and if your employer is saying, hey, conduct yourself like a professional or find another job, they have every right to do that because they pay you. No, I don't smell feet. You know why? Because I wiped this place down because I know people are gross. That's why. You know, look, employers have the right, and this is straight from the article too. Employers have the right to enact a dress code, which includes visible piercings and tattoos. They might want to enforce a culture or employer brand, internally and externally. Powers that be may just not like the piercings, but that's also their choice
make. Let me ask Bersh, because Bersh is a young cat.
So hold on. So you think any professional athlete is going to put their facial hair ahead of the pinstripes? Those are weird priorities.
No. I have a hypothetical, but Bersh, you're a younger dude. You're in your 20s.
I'm 30.
You're 30 now?
Yes.
You have such a baby boy face.
I know.
I thought you were like 21. Bersh, of your friends who are a bit younger than us, are there people that go with the mentality of like, yo, I'll get a face tattoo or pierce it? I feel like your generation's like no holes barred.
I don't think I know anybody with a face tattoo, but
I thought you were friends with Gucci Mane.
not anymore.
It's more prevalent in your generation for people. Yeah,
I thought we were best friends, Bersh. Mike Tyson. Hey, what about mine?
But look at it. Here's my question for you, and then we'll move on from it. Aaron Judge, who is looking to sign a monstrous deal somewhere. I'm not saying something as stupid as the Yankees facial hair rule will get in the way, but
you think he wants to grow like a mullet or something?
No, but what if Aaron Judge had like a beautiful girlfriend who's like, Aaron, I really love you, with like a stubble or a beard?
That's when he says, yeah, that's great, and I'll do that in the offseason, but I'm a professional, and this is what my job requires.
What if Aaron Judge...
You just have this anything goes mentality, and I get it. We've gotten a lot, you know, lenient as time goes on, and that's fine. But it's not anything goes until they're writing the checks, until they're making the rules.
Yeah, but we've seen a change in how players have taken control in the NBA and the NFL. Players are now making their own rules. They are the ones calling the shots. And I ask you this, and we'll wrap with this.
You don't need to wrap. Take some phone calls. 877-99 on Fox, you have something to say about it. 877-99 on Fox.
If Aaron Judge went to Brian Cashman and the people running the Yankees, the Steinbrenner family, and said, I would love to sign my deal and stay in the pinstripes, but I'm not doing this silly shaving thing.
Get out of here.
I'm just saying, what if he said that? Would the Yankees be like, no, move along, Aaron Judge, MVP, home run champion. You can't have stubble on your face. What if Aaron Judge...
You know what they would say? You're going to, you know, question the $500 million we're offering.
Well, someone else is, the Giants offer him $500 million.
I'm just saying.
The Mets,
because you
the Dodgers.
Keep, I'd say that's a weird priority.
The Cardinals. There's a lot of big market
I would say,
teams.
Where's your priority? Playing? Hold on. Here's what I would say as the guy writing the check. Is your priority playing for New York and leaving your legacy here, or your stubble? Think about what you're saying. And here's
so
the problem.
Now you're the negotiator. No. Now you're the negotiator.
Here's the
questioning
problem.
Aaron Judge. He's out. He's out.
That's fine. I'm the owner. If you were a business owner,
you want to lose Aaron Judge.
If you were a business owner, you want a guy with an ice cream cone tattoo on his face representing your company.
If he was my best worker,
get out of here. You're full of it. You're lying. Because it's an extension of your company. You don't want that. That's your choice to make as the owner. You know, so people need to step up and be professionals, because you give an inch, they take a mile. I'll tell you what happens.
You could say dumb hypothetical.
It's not a dumb hypothetical. Because how many guys in the big leagues and in sports look like hobos? You know why? Because they're allowed to grow their facial hair. They come in looking terrible. That's how you represent your organization?
It's grown men.
You look
men.
Like a homeless man.
It's a grown man playing a kid's game for a living.
They look homeless, dude, some of these guys.
Make sure they haven't even showered. Make sure you shave every day. You're hitting a baseball.
What's wrong with
come
that?
On.
Be a professional, man. Dress for the part you want.
What next, a weight requirement?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because you're an athlete. Yes. In sports, yes.
Well, they're not going to sign Vogelbach.
In real life, yeah, you're probably getting a lot of trouble for that, Joel. You're right.
You may say dumb question, but what if there was a player? Like, there's you underestimate. There's been some Yankees.
What, people's love for their weak chin, so they have to grow a beard.
All right, who's the most vain guy I know?
Steve Covino.
You.
Me.
You're the type of, you look in the mirror more than anyone I ever met. If there's a reflection, you're looking at it. Staring at yourself all the time.
It's called, actually, Joel and Burst, you know what it's called? It's something I do. It's called the how do you do.
And he does it 100 times a day.
It's just, you walk in there, hey, how do you, you just look at yourself. Hey, what's up? You good?
The head
good.
Nod, too. Don't
forget. Yeah, I call that the Vato nod.
He gives himself the Vato head nod.
The little Vato head nod, the acknowledgement to myself. I call it the how do you do. It's just a little reset, a little personal reset. Are you looking good? Making sure there's no crust in your eyes.
You know what?
Make sure everything's all right. You got no food in your teeth.
The glass between you and I, Joel, Covino's looked at his reflection the whole time.
How do you do?
Fixing his hair when he, you know, if he's wearing a hat. Moving his hatches
it
the right way.
It helps you surrounded by glass, too.
Yo, yeah.
Burst is probably, why is he always looking at me? No, I'm just looking at my reflection over there.
Yeah, it's,
no, but
you being the vainest guy I know.
It matters because it's your presentation, dude.
You know how many Yankees look their goofiest as a Yankee? There have been players
Cortez.
There have been players that have had cool beards or like a, you know, some of these Latino players who have, you know, certain like chin strap type of, they go to the Yankees, they got a clean shave and they look like nerds. I remember, wasn't Kevin Youkilis a Yankee for a second?
Yeah.
And he went from being the guy with the beard to Kevin Youkilis, clean-cut, ball guy. Looked like a dweeb.
Seems to me Jeter set the standard.
It's always been.
So if Jeter could do it, seems like everybody else could fall in line. A-Rod, he seemed like he kind of would buck the system.
What's wrong with clean-cut, though, when you're trying to represent an organization?
It's not the law firm of Steinbrenner, Cashman, or whatever. It's a baseball team, and I'm just saying there's certain rules that are silly. And
okay, what about the piercings, like in the actual workplace? You know, and I get it; those are the trends now. But when they're in charge, and they can make those rules,
oh, you're right. But I'm asking you. All right, very rarely does the employee have the power. We're noticing that a lot now based on the economy and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, employees seem to have a little power. That's why hourly wages are going up. What if the Yankees and every team desperately wants Aaron Judge? It's a generational type of player. It's a dumb hypothetical, but what if Aaron Judge said, hey man, listen, my wife and I feel more confident. I don't like this whole clean cut. I don't clean shave. If my job told me I had a clean shave, you're right. I'd take the job if it was a good job, but I don't shave with a razor. I always got some type of beard or stubble going. I feel like I look lame clean shaven every day. And I'm sure there's other guys that feel the same way. Oh, I don't shave every day for my job. If you had options, take job one or two. One lets you be you. Two has a weird, strict shaving rule.
Yeah, but see, you say tradition's making the same mistake over and over again
sometimes.
A lot of
times it is.
Well, guess what? People back in the day used to show a little bit of class and a little pride in how they looked. And when they went to work, they buttoned up and shaved and looked handsome. You know, like I said before, there's too many people just showing up in their pajama pants. Not every day's a casual Friday. You know, again, you want to be respected? Dress for the role that you want. Because no one's going to respect you with your stupid tattoos, no offense. You
know, no Friday.
Your homeless look that you got going on, especially if there's a requirement involved in this, or a dress code involved in this company. Let's take your phone calls, too, at 877-99 on Fox. This all stems from an article in the New York Post this week, too. Again, my boss doesn't like my face piercings. What could I do? You know, your face piercings, your beard, your tattoos. They're your boss. They're your boss. If you don't like it, start your own company.
I think Rich brings up a great point, though. That
what?
If you're my greatest worker and you go get a tattoo or beard against the company, I might look at you a little differently. But Rich, would you hire that same person first time you met him? He hasn't worked for you yet.
I mean, it depends on how good they are. Like, you might be skeptical, but if it's the best man or woman for the job, you look past that stuff. And it's the silliest conversation, but... Not, I feel like most men now, unless the clean shave is your look, I feel like more than ever, guys got stubble or beards or mustache goatee.
As time goes on, I get a little older. And by the way, I'm a very young man, for anyone wondering. I see the gray coming in.
Yeah.
I don't like that, so I'm shaving right away anyway. I don't look like old man winter. No play. Never helps you, especially in sports.
What did Emmitt Smith and Keith Hernandez teach you?
No play for Mr. Gray.
That's right.
You think that's a good look? I'm here to tell you it isn't. Yo, especially in sports, you think in a young man's game, okay? Young man's game, that when Aaron Rodgers comes in with his gray beard, that people are saying, there he is, young and spry, go get him. No, you're starting to see, oh, he's getting older. And if he has a bad game, it just adds to it.
Oh, I have a question for you.
It's not helping.
You know, I have a question for you.
Shave.
And then we'll take these phone calls. You're a guy that started going gray at a very young age.
Yeah.
And you always talk about how you use, not just for men, you use just for vatos?
Yeah, I buy it at the Vallarta, and it's the box with the Mexican guy on the cover.
But Covino's been dyeing his
dark
hair.
Dark brown, black.
And you can't really tell because Covino is half Mexican, half Italian, so his hair is so dark that the hair dye looks natural. Mm-hmm. It actually looks good. What if Scott Shapiro and Don and the guys that ran Fox Sports Radio were like, yeah, you know, you got to stop dyeing your hair. You'd look like Leslie. You look like the Mexican Phil Donahue. You would look like
Cesar Millan.
You would look like Cesar Millan.
I would be the dog whisperer.
But you'd be like, okay, boss, that's the rules.
I would ask like anything else. Well, how is that going to affect my?
How is a beard going to affect Aaron Judge?
Because you give an inch, you take a mile. It's not a beard, right?
An inch, you take a mile. What's he going to do?
Because what happens? You come in looking like a Sasquatch, you know, after a while, and it's like, is he a man or is he a Bigfoot? Because people start to look homeless, and that's how they show up for the baseball game.
Man, you're hobo shaming today.
I am hobo shaming.
Nick in Florida.
I'm just being honest.
Nick, what's up, man? You're on with Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. What do you think, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show. I'm currently on a 7-hour truck drive right now, so
I'm
glad to be listening to you guys.
Truck drivers, they keep the country running, man. Meep, meep.
Yep. Never stop. So I heard you guys saying about being professional with the beers and just keep it professional a couple times. I understand if the company policy is to be clean-shaven and that's what you signed up for, but I don't think having a beard or not having a beard just like – makes you a professional.
I agree. Nick, I agree. I got to say, because I'm the one most outspoken about this, I agree with you 1,000%. I really do. I understand that. And I'm not saying that you're incapable of being a professional because you have a beard. But if your company's requiring that you don't and you still do, and you show up to work with an expectation and you go against that, that's not very professional. So I'm glad he called so I can make that clear.
What if a player, not Aaron Judge, any player,
okay,
has option A or B? And A has restrictions, B doesn't. And you feel like they're lateral moves. You're not taking the one with restrictions. Let's say Aaron Judge gets offered the same contract money by the Mets and the Yankees, crosstown teams.
As an owner and a guy signing the checks, I would say he has weird priorities then. That's what I would say.
Dave.
And clearly he doesn't want to play with us that bad.
Dave in Maine. What's up, Dave?
Hello. Good afternoon. Good Friday morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, man. What's up?
I just got to say the irony in this whole thing, Steve, because, like, dude, you literally talk for a living. No one looks at you when you're worried about looking good.
Yeah.
but you dress for the part that you want. You know what? I got bigger goals.
So you're dressing for a news anchor job? Well, I don't understand.
I'm getting TV ready, bro. Look out.
All right. So my question is this then. So if you can hire, so you got the guy there, clean shaven. He's got a 2.0 ERA, and he's going to give you 300 strikeouts a year. And he's half as much money as the same guy, twice as much money as the same guy, gives you the same stats, but he's got a beard and a face tattoo. Who are you taking?
Kavino's taking the beardless guy because he's a weird Yankees fan who has a weird priority list. Thank you, Dave. All right, listen, we got a break. We'll come back. More Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. A fun Friday here on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, but we're not just Phil and Frank. We have our own show every day, Monday through Friday, every weekday, and nothing weak about it. 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Covino and Rich, but a pleasure to be here.
Of course.
Happy Thanksgiving. Shout out to the Dan Patrick Show. Joel is here. Bursch is here. Thank you for being here. 877-99 on Fox. I'm Covino. That is Rich.
I saw, to answer the question I was telling you before, what player is trying to become the guy to win three Super Bowls with three different teams? He played yesterday. Want me to just tell you?
Just tell me, yeah, because I'm racking my brain thinking about it.
Von Miller.
Oh,
Broncos,
nice.
Rams, and now he's trying with Buffalo, but he's hurt now.
Yeah.
But I looked this up, and I saw that little fun fact, and I'm seeing Matt Millen.
Fun fact boy.
Could someone fact?
Fun fact boy.
I have Joel, fun fact Dickie, that's me. Bursch, can you back me up on this? Matt Millen. I'm getting mixed things saying he won with three teams. Because Matt Millen won with the Niners, the Raiders, and did he win with Washington too? Is Matt Millen the guy that's already done this?
He's a winner. Probably dresses for success.
He's foggy in my mind, you know.
Well, dresses for success. Matt Millen.
Yeah, it goes back to our last discussion.
Nice, precise mustache.
Yeah, he's well-groomed. He's a well-groomed man, that guy. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. This hour, again, we're going to take you to our weekend hobnobbing session. Let you know what you need to watch this weekend in the world of sports and entertainment, right? Weekend hobnobbing, so that you know what to talk about come Monday. And we got to talk about some Christmas music. The Eagles linemen, they have a new hit on their hands. Yeah, not the Eagles, not Don Henley, the Eagles. The actual Philadelphia Eagles have a Christmas song.
Move over, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I heard the Eagles linemen are playing I Heart's Jingle Ball. Is that true?
It's possible. That's how good this is. We'll talk about that. But we're going from Aaron Judge and the hypothetical of, you know, dressing for success and the part that you want to Aaron Rodgers.
Before we do, I had one last question for you about Aaron Judge. I feel like I want to do a deeper dive into this investigation.
Go ahead, Jacques Cousteau. Let's hear it.
Whoa! I'll put on my scuba gear.
Let's hear it.
When it comes to free agency, is one of the most underrated things in sports the team of people that try to lure the new free agents and the new teammates? Like the people that are in charge of recruiting for colleges and free agents in major league sports. Is that one of the most understated, important, I guess you would say, departments of the organization? Like if Aaron Judge is out in San Francisco,
seems to me that Jacques Peterson's trying to recruit this guy.
But I'm saying besides player endorsements and, you know, owner Zoom calls or meetings, I'm talking like the people that are like, Aaron Judge, let me show you around. That's a lot of power in that position.
I bet you Buster Posey's like diving into Judge's DMs as like his side hustle. Like that's what he's doing. I'll take you around town.
We have a lot of fun here.
Show you what San Francisco's all about.
But I'm saying you see it with recruiting in college, but what about the people that work for the organization? Let's say the Giants, for example. Okay. There's someone that's trying to show Aaron Judge, San Francisco's for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants, the accommodations.
The recruits.
Then you got to almost be like, all right, is this guy a single guy that's going to want to hear about the nightlife? Am I going to try to show him the beautiful women? Or is he the type of guy where, is he a family guy? Do I got to sell him on the school districts and this community? Like that must be such a fun niche position in the world of sports. Like it's almost like that man or woman is like, it's almost like the fixer, but not. You know what I'm saying,
Joel?
That's
exactly what we said Covino was. You can come to the Yankees, but first you got to have this talk with Covino. He's going to explain our hair rule to you, and he's going to tell you.
I'm going to show you a good time.
He'll walk you back up top, and we'll talk.
but imagine, underrated job, yeah.
Imagine if you're a free agent, and you're going to check out the Giants, the Yankees, the Cardinals, and Texas Rangers, who seem to have money to spend. You don't think the experience you have with whoever it is that shows you and your family around town,
whoever that person is, has to be a cool person.
They have to be cool and likable. I'll give you a great analogy.
Because if they're not a cool person, you're thinking, what does this weenie know about the nightlife here in San Francisco?
You ever look for an apartment or a condo or a house to buy or rent? Sometimes something as simple as the realtor you deal with could be a make or break. Like, yeah, I want to work with them. Yeah, I don't really want to deal with them.
Yeah.
And they're all supposed to be personable. That's what they do for a living.
And trustworthy. look the part? Back to our previous discussion, they have to look the part.
I'm saying that must be an interesting, as I said, niche position that doesn't get enough credit in sports. We talk all about free agents and where people end up.
The schmoozer?
I think each team's schmoozer is the most underrated position on the team's payroll.
So we're blaming the schmoozers now.
Yeah. It's like how you have to be a great sales. You have to have a great sales pitch.
If there's a team that starts landing some dope free agents, it's sort of like when college starts getting more recruits. It's like who's ever in charge of this process is slaying
the schmooze master.
Think about it. You're a free agent for the first time in years. It's time to be wined and dined. You're like it's almost like you're the bachelor and you're going on dates with all these different women. You know?
You think someone in San Francisco's taking Aaron Judge like on a hot air balloon ride right now? To show him the city.
They're taking a bike ride over the Golden Gate Bridge down into Sausalito. Isn't this fun, Aaron?
The Mets smooths Aaron Judge.
That's what I'm saying. So whoever is in charge of, I'm going to show this guy the best time so that he very much wants to stay in San Francisco and not go back to the Yanks. I'm just saying, nothing really more to it than what an interesting position we don't talk enough about in sports. When you see all these free agents, who's showing Trey Turner around when he's going to different cities? When Jacob DeGrom's trying to decide, do I want to stay in Queens in New York, or do I want to go to Texas? Do I want to go to Atlanta? There's someone that's like, let me take you to the best restaurant. Hey, mm-hmm. do you like adult entertainment? No, I'm a married, very Christian man. Kidding. Let's go to the...
So you love adult entertainment.
So let me show you about the church scene here. There's someone that's done the research and is schmoozing and wheeling and dealing on a level.
It's the schmooze and booze.
And they know you, right?
They got to get it right. You're right. They got to know them. They got to get it right.
Imagine the player. Yeah, because so much homework needs to be done. You're not going to take the religious guy with a family and be like, hey, before we talk about this, let's go to the Spearmint Rhino. Now, if it's a 23-year-old guy that's like known as a party dude, that's the guy where you're like, I'm going to show you where all the hot chicks in the city are. That is a position that's underrated, the end. Because who's ever doing that right now is partly responsible for where Trey Turner, where Aaron Judge, where Jacob DeGrom, where all these guys end up.
And back to, again, what we were talking about earlier, you think that guy is in Aaron Judge's ear saying, and guess what? Not only do we have the best nightlife,
You don't have to shave.
But you could grow out that hair any way you want.
You could be a damn slob if you want.
You could have a goatee if you want here in San Francisco.
Now, I know that's not allowed in the Bronx.
Think of how cool you look. Yeah, think of how cool you look, not only on television, but on your baseball card with facial hair.
Take a look at this PowerPoint.
You have this picture up in the stadium with a goatee on.
I was going to say, look at this PowerPoint presentation we put together. You with different facial hair looks that you'd be allowed to have here with
the
San Francisco Giants.
Think of this on the scoreboard. Yeah, think of the billboards here in San Francisco.
I just looked at his picture. A goatee on Judge? Yeah.
It looks like evil Aaron Judge.
He could be a vampire look.
You could have what we call the big poppy, precise, stubble. Think about it.
He needs to go full beard.
Yeah.
They could just put Brian Wilson's facial hair onto Aaron Judge.
Photoshop it on.
All right.
But yeah, that's my point. The end. We can move on to Aaron Rodgers now. But let's just say what's up to Mickey in Youngstown, Ohio. What's up, Mick?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show.
Thanks, man.
I was just calling in about that the discussion you have about Aaron Judge. And I mean, it's about an expectation. This is the way we want you to look. This is the way we do business, and they want you to. And, if the Arizona Cardinals maybe took that direction with Kyler Murray and said, hey, we actually want you to watch film, maybe they wouldn't be eliminated from the playoffs right now.
Let me tell you, that was – when you're talking about luring teams or trying to keep your big stars, someone took a misstep when they said required video watching. That rubbed him the wrong way. I mean, he took the money and, good for Kyler Murray, but whoever is doing all that tap dancing around the contract, the verbiage, all the little details and, hey, how life is going to be here. What's the culture like? Is it a winning culture? I mean, those are things that are underrated. We always love to look at the bigger picture, but where does the player want to play? I know when Max Scherzer signed with the Mets, you know what one of the selling points was? Steve Cohen, the owner, and his wife.
Oh, the garlic fries at the Shake Shack?
the Shake Shack.
Unlimited fries, Max. Think about it.
Max, you can get soft serve Carvel in a Mets helmet every day.
And your weird eyes really look good in the Mets pinstripes. brings out
the blue
and the brown in your eyes. Think about it, Max.
But his wife was sort of taken around town by Steve Cohen's wife, and some of the players' wives embrace Max's wife to the point where he's like, you know what? This is the place.
By the way, that's also a very underrated situation, because you see how all these young women, right, the players' wives and girlfriends, how they all
bond.
So, you know, if you have a superstar athlete you're trying to recruit, you got to make sure their wife and girlfriend are comfortable too in that new gaggle of women. Is that a proper term?
Or for some of these guys who are dating or married to young, attractive women that might be involved in the media, right? Hey, why don't you come to this city? Oh, your wife does a lot of stuff on social media and she's a young influencer. Oh, that's your girlfriend? Oh, she should be in Los Angeles. Come play for the Dodgers. Like, why would you? You don't want to be in Milwaukee. What do you do? You know, so again, just the most underrated side of sports. I don't know what got me thinking about that. Of course, Aaron Judge, but as we're seeing the baseball offseason sort of start happening, you know that Aaron Judge is in San Francisco, and you wonder, what are they telling him?
Yeah.
Right?
They're definitely, you know, schmoozing him, for sure.
How do the Texas Rangers try to tell Jacob DeGrom that's the answer? Come down here to Arlington. Are you going to contend with Seattle and Houston? No.
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
It's a tough sell.
Yeah. So, right. Again, from Aaron Judge to Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Now, Aaron Rodgers the other day, they're talking about it on FS1, Fox Sports Radio, all the networks. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, by the way, everyone, I've been playing with a broken thumb.
I think it justifies the way he's played football this year.
Because you got to start with
the player's mentality, right? They always like to keep their injuries quiet. You don't want to give too much information to your opponents, to your competing teams. You don't want to ever expose your weakness. You know, an athlete has pride too, right? They're trying to keep their job. They're not trying to make excuses, because it's a double-edged sword. If they're making excuses, they're criticized for that, right? Like, hey, toughen up.
Be accountable. Like Zach Wilson, right?
Right.
Zach Wilson lays an egg. And when asked on the Jets, hey, do you take responsibility? You left your defense hanging. You only put up 3 points. Nah. What happened? Guy got benched. He started losing the team.
Accountability is underrated.
Accountability.
People love accountability, even if you don't mean it. Like, even if Zach Wilson didn't mean it, what we learned here was he just should have said, yeah, you know what? I stunk it up. I'm going to get better. Next question.
Every girl Covino's ever dated, Joel, said, you need to be accountable.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn from that mistake and just say, you know what, you're right. I'm the worst. Let's move on.
You're right. Whatever you say. All right,
you know what? I'm the worst guy ever.
Let's go get breakfast.
You're absolutely right. Let's go out for dinner now.
I just want you to be accountable. Thank you.
You can never admit you're wrong. And you saw
even
what happened.
Even if I'm not.
You saw what happened in your relationships. You saw what happened with Zach Wilson. And I just think that Aaron Rodgers is peculiar. I mean, I could just end the sentence there. But I think it's peculiar that here's a guy that is, you know, hasn't been his same self. And you could say personnel. He doesn't have the weapons. You know, he's been playing with a broken thumb and that never came up. But then the flip side, you're right. If it came up, what would we say? Well, could have making excuses.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation. And I think the best way to handle it, like, I do appreciate this information because it puts everything in perspective. Like, oh.
Does it change your mind, Joel, on Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I'm a Lions fan, and we believe that he's, you know, a wimp anyway. But what I got new respect for Aaron Rodgers, I must admit. The ayahuasca's. Mm-hmm. He's a better lover.
Anybody
who can admit that?
Anyone, you know what?
Who needs a thumb?
Anyone that...
I mean, he might.
He might. You don't know. That's some people like that. But I do look at Aaron Rodgers and say, well, that sort of changes things. You're right a little bit. But do you respect him for not making that excuse?
I do. I think the best way to do it, though, is to have someone leak this information on your behalf so it doesn't appear that you're making an excuse.
You know what?
Right? Like, I'll give you an example.
That's a great point.
Yeah, like I'm a fan of this guy named Teofimo Lopez, right? He was the former lightweight champion in boxing. The kid is nasty. Teofimo Lopez, right?
Teofimo.
He fights this dude, George Kambosos, and he gets beat. And something was off. Like, you could tell, like, man, Kambosos was really making his way with Teofimo.
Teofimo's a good young fighter that Covino turned me on to as well. He's a fun guy to watch. He's an action-packed boxer. But the fight he did lose, I agree. There was something like, what's wrong with him?
And after the fight, you know, his team, not Teofimo. Teofimo wasn't making any excuses. He took, what's the buzzword? Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't have it tonight. You know, just didn't have it. You know, he was the better man. I'll get him next time. We'll figure out another game plan and move forward. He got beat. He owned it. But his team and his doctors came out later on and said, doctors confirmed that he could have died in that fight. He contracted an illness which could have caused his lungs to collapse.
And he should never have been in the ring.
No, he had a weird condition. Rich, I'll give you the honor of trying to pronounce what it's called right there. Pneumomediastinum.
Oh, yeah, pneumomediastinum. It's pneumonia with like 20 letters after it. But whatever it is, he could have died.
CT scans determined that Teofimo Lopez had extensive air in his neck cavities, and he was having a hard time breathing. His chest was tight. So here's this guy not only battling a dude that wants his belts, right, a tough opponent, but he's like, yo, I'm not feeling right. But as a competitor and as a gladiator in the ring, he doesn't want to make excuses.
Well,
so his team clears it up. And you know what the public says? Me as a fan? Oh, well, that explains it. I want the information. I'm torn on this. I want to know.
And guys, I'll tell you why. And you can chime in again, 877-99 on Fox, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, Black Friday.
Let me ask you, did you lose respect? You and I, not to name drop, but yeah, we interviewed the great Sugar Ray Leonard. And when we asked him about his defeat to Roberto Duran, I believe. Was it? I forget what fight he was talking about. He said, you know what? I woke up that day, and I think he said something cool like, and I never told anybody this, but I'm going to tell you guys because I like you guys.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He said, I'm going to tell you, Covino, you look like a real one. I was like, tell me, Sugar Ray. He said, I woke up and my biorhythms were off that day. And I was like, what do you mean by that? You remember, right?
He said, I just woke up. I didn't feel good that day.
You ever wake up and you just know that you're off? He said, that's how I felt when I woke up that day and I lost that fight. Like, I knew when I woke up, I was off. And I didn't make excuses about it then, but that's the truth.
Well,
it makes you say, oh.
This all sort of makes sense.
I appreciate it.
This all sort of makes sense and ties together because you don't want someone to make excuses. You want someone to be accountable. But if something's going wrong and you don't know,
it's called the truth.
You're misjudging them. Like, for instance, last year, Baker Mayfield. You could love him or hate him. He played injured the whole year. And I think by him being tough and downplaying and trying to be in every game and playing poorly sort of ruined his reputation moving forward because everyone just thought he started stinking.
But how did he stinking like Abe Lincoln?
I mean, he didn't do great this year, so that it sort of doesn't help that point. But, you know, Baker Mayfield was the guy that brought the Browns to the playoffs, and then the next year he just stunk. And it turns out his shoulder, the whole second, the guy has his shoulder was like hanging off.
He was playing hurt. But you also have to factor this in, too. You're a professional athlete. You don't want to appear like a crybaby. I get all that. But it's also part of the game. You know, you talk to anyone in the NFL, like, they're never playing at 100%.
Yeah. You're always playing hurt. Name drop one more time, and then we'll take a break.
Was it Emmett Smith?
It was. Emmett Smith said, after week one of the NFL, there's not one guy that's 100%. The toll that the game takes on your body.
So isn't it like, wah. Yeah, you know what? Hey, Baker Mayfield, we're all hurt.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another way to look at it. So do you appreciate this information? Does it make them look weak? Are they making excuses or taking accountability? Or is it just the facts? You know, how do you feel about it when you hear Aaron Rodgers has a broken thumb? I kind of respect it. It makes sense. It puts things in perspective as a fan.
Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, kind of the way he portrays himself, don't you think he kind of was like trying to hide it and just perform? And then when it didn't work out, boom, let me just tell you.
Had in his back pocket for when the final criticisms came.
Yeah, he's MVP last year, right?
But then when he lost to your Lions,
he was
very quick to make excuses.
My thumb's bad.
Yeah, I got a bunk thumb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.